By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is vowing to build a new American economy that works for all Americans when he takes office January 20th. Biden, who inherits an economy staggered by the coronavirus pandemic, urged Congress to pass a robust package of relief in December before newly elected lawmakers take office in January. On Tuesday, Biden also introduced his key economic advisors, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, as his nominee for Treasury Secretary. Yellen, if confirmed by the Senate, would be the first woman to head the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. She called the effects of the coronavirus on the U.S. economy, the world's largest economy, an American tragedy, and it's essential we move with urgency. In a new setback to President Donald Trump's effort to overturn his election loss, Attorney General William Barr Tuesday said that the Justice Department found no evidence of widespread fraud that would alter the outcome of the presidential election. Barr told the Associated Press that U.S. attorneys and FBI agents had examined complaints about fraud but had found no evidence that would change the election results. Trump did not immediately react to Barr's comments, but in a statement, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and the campaign's senior legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, said there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation of election fraud. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee says healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be among the first Americans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The decision by the committee comes as the U.S. records numbers of coronavirus cases, record numbers, that is, across the country. The U.S. recorded more than 4.3 million cases of COVID-19 in November, roughly double the number from a month earlier. The FDA is considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it also would apply for emergency use authorization of its vaccine. Ghana's essential workers, including police, healthcare workers, military personnel, cast their votes Tuesday ahead of next Monday's national election. President Nana Akufo-Addo is facing 11 challengers, including former President John Mahama. The opposition leader is expected to be the president's strongest rival in the West African nation's election. Africa News cites a recent survey by the Center for Democratic Development that shows incumbent President Akufo-Addo held a slight lead over Mahama. Both candidates made reviving Ghana's economy a cornerstone of their campaign. China says its unmanned spacecraft successfully landed on the near side of the moon Tuesday in an historic mission to retrieve lunar surface samples. China launched its probe back on November 24th. The mission aims to collect lunar material to help scientists learn more about the moon's origins. While the United States on Tuesday sharply criticized China for not enforcing sanctions on North Korea and vowed to step up its own efforts as hopes fade for a last-minute breakthrough under outgoing President Donald Trump. Alex Wong, the U.S. Deputy Special Representative on North Korea, says Pyongyang has not yet taken any concrete steps toward denuclearization. A car plowed into a group of pedestrians in Germany Tuesday, killing five people, including a nine-month-old baby. Police say at least 14 other people were hurt. Prosecutors say the 51-year-old driver was intoxicated and appeared to be suffering from psychological problems. Police said there does not appear to be a political motive behind the incident, but they are continuing an investigation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel offered her condolences. And rain and flooding has slowed rescue efforts in Zimbabwe, where a mine shaft collapsed last week, trapping more than 10 artisanal miners. For more news, as always, join us on our website, voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.